good morning. It's a privilege this morning to actually start our service in the waters of baptism. This morning, we also welcome those in our super church to our service to be able to observe this. We're thankful for those that are watching either here in person, online, or in the overflow rooms. Thank you for joining us today. We had the privilege this morning of really welcoming five into the waters of baptism today. Five different individuals that have accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and are now following the Lord in obedience by being baptized. As we begin, we must recognize that we do not believe in any sense that baptism saves anyone. But we do believe, however, that it is an ordinance that the church has given where we, by this practice, signify what the Lord did by his death, burial, and resurrection. And so each one of these baptisms that you'll see, I'll be taking some time to read their salvation testimony to you so you can hear about how they accepted Christ as their Savior. And then by sign, they'll be showing you their commitment to Christ by following the Lord even today in baptism. I'm inviting right now our first baptismal candidate, Jeff Scott. If you would, join me down here. Jeff, you would? Jeff writes of his salvation. He said, I grew up with my family. We always attended a Methodist church where I was first introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every other week, I would visit my grandmother in Fantasia, Florida, and would attend a Baptist church. When I started going to Sunday school, Pastor Mark Maddox once asked me if I am sure once I die if I will go to heaven. I responded, I think I am, to which he asked, well, how do you know? And I responded, well, I'm good enough. That is when he started to share the gospel to me. And that's where I learned that I am a sinner, that being a good person will not save me from damnation to hell, that I needed a Savior. I remembered the verse, John 3:16, that I had learned as a young boy. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That day, talking with Pastor Mark Maddox, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I was saved at the age of 14 years old. Pastor Mark Maddox was a carpenter and would often take me on his jobs, building cabinets, fixing walls, as well as general cleaning. I became very close to Pastor Mark since he had four daughters and he treated me like a son. Until I graduated from high school, I went off and joined the Navy, at which time I stopped attending church regularly. Then after my first year in the Navy, I was medically discharged after having to take six vaccinations with the stress of boot camp. It destroyed my insulin-producing cells in my pancreas, where my own cells attacked my insulin-producing cells, and I became a type 1 diabetic, where now I must take insulin for the rest of my life. After coming back from the military, I worked in North Dakota for months. I moved to Georgia and stayed with my big brother to get into the oil industry, but God had other plans and moved me back to Florida. I began looking for a church and started to visit Faith Baptist Church close to 3 years ago where I first attended. I hope then to join this church today following my practice of baptism with my wife Maya so we can spiritually grow together in this church family. It's been our privilege to get to know Jeff and Maya these several weeks and years even. Maya and Jeff recently were married, and Maya sitting there in the front row will even introduce her and Jeff after this morning service. But it is our privilege to introduce Jeff, our brother in Christ, to you this morning as he is baptized. So Jeff, if you would. I baptize you, my brother Jeff, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness of life. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I'm going to invite another gentleman to join me here. This is John LaRegina. John, if you would, come down. John recently started coming to church. He was invited to church at first through the ministries of two of our faithful members. And John started attending, and at which time he came into my office one Monday and began to really... We began really beginning to meet, and I don't have to read his testimony because I was there for it. John began I be able to begin to do a Bible study together. We learned about as a church family called the Exchange Bible Study, and we were on lesson 3. It was turning about God and his justice and his holiness. And John said, I don't know if I've ever accepted Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And in the lesson, it ends and it says, well, Would you like to know more how you could accept Christ as your Savior? Otherwise, we actually had another meeting scheduled for next Monday. And John said, I don't want to wait for next Monday. Could you finish it up right now? And so we did. We finished it up right then. And it was a privilege to listen as John accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior that Monday. Just, was it 2 weeks ago? And John's now coming forward to, in the waters of baptism, and he is a man that is diligent in the Word already. It was neat even before the baptism service to be sitting there with John and Jeff and both and myself, and we were just talking about the Word of God, and it was pretty neat to see God working in their lives. So John's coming to be baptized as well this morning. John, if you would. John, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness of life. Thanks, John. So, we're going to invite one of our teenagers now to come join us. New teenager, actually. His birthday was just this weekend. Andrew Jernigan is coming. You know the Jernigan family very well. Ken is our deacon chair this year, but it is not his parents that saves him. It is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Andrew writes in his testimony, on September 3rd, 2014, I decided I needed to be saved. It was right after doing a Bible lesson for school when I asked Jesus to be my Savior. I knew it wasn't my works that saved me. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. However, at the time, I didn't feel like I needed to be baptized. Over the years, I have made many excuses as to not wanting to be baptized. But this year, I realized that by not being baptized, I was actually in sin. So earlier this month, I decided I needed to be baptized. Now I realized how important it is to obey God's commands and live my life for Him. He signs it, Andrew Jernigan, February 19th, 2021, which I was informed was his 13th birthday when he wrote this, which is pretty neat. Andrew's coming to be baptized as well. Andrew, if you would. I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Thank you, Andrew. We actually have two more that are going to come to be baptized, two girls in our youth group. And it's my privilege to, again, introduce my close friend and soon-to-be pastor in West Virginia. He's going to baptize these next two. And I thought it was only appropriate that he did so. This is Pastor Matthew's last physical Sunday with us. And we, of course, had that celebration service last week. But I think it's so neat that Matthew could finish. Careful. That could have been a really memorable last Sunday with us together. But I just think it's so neat that Matthew can be with us for this and even to baptize these two teenagers, that he's been a part of their ministry as well. So, Matthew, if you could finish out our baptism service by baptizing these two ladies as well.
Well, it'll be my privilege. Our first baptism is going to be our dear sister, Katie Wilson. I'm excited for this when we see young people. And so I'm going to share Katie's testimony. She met with me just a few weeks back when the coffees were here. And her testimony is as such. When I was 7, I thought I was saved. I did all the steps to get saved, but I really didn't get the concept of being saved. Through the years, I went on thinking I was saved when I was rebelling against God and I was angry against Him. I was angry because things were going wrong. They were not going my way. I fought mental battles with Him and tried to put all the blame on Him. I was not 100% sure if I was saved. I held grudges and didn't forgive people because I felt they should feel like I felt. Then on Sunday, January 24, 2021, Aaron Coffey spoke that night from Ephesians 4. He was telling us how bad it could hurt for a friend to break trust and how God forgave everyone, even me. He also kept saying, if you are saved, say amen. It really got me thinking, am I, Katie Wilson, 100% sure I am saved? After the message, God really spoke to me. We had a youth activity that night, so I went and talked to one of the coffee team members, Bethany. After me and Bethany talked, I realized I wanted to get saved. So we talked to Pastor Decker that night and what it meant to get saved. That night, I put my faith and trust in Him. I was so excited, I wanted to tell everyone how God saved me. a lost sheep that was now found. We are going to baptize Katie now, where she can share with her loved ones what God has done in her life. Katie, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, buried with him in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. We have one more this morning, one more teen. I'm going to invite Bree Berryman to come into the waters of baptism. Come on, this fine. I will share Bree's testimony. Bree says, I am very thankful that I grew up in a Christian home with a loving Christian parents. I grew up in church. I went to Sunday school. I went to Super Church, which was called His Kids at my church in Georgia, and had heard the gospel message taught multiple times. But I guess I never really understood it and felt the need for salvation until I was 7. I remember being in Sparks one night, and during Bible time, they were teaching the gospel. Something clicked in my head and heart that night, and I knew that I hadn't asked Christ to save me and be a part of my life. So I went to the bathroom and accepted Christ as my Savior that night. Hey, God can save you anywhere, Bree. Since then, I've done my best to live my life in a way that is pleasing to God. That doesn't mean that it's been perfect or easy. I mess up all the time. I've had times where I felt that God wasn't around or didn't care, only to realize that He does care, and I was the one who was straying away from Him, not the other way around. I've had times where I've doubted my salvation because of how much I've sinned, but have then been reminded that nothing can pluck me out of His hand, not even myself. I am now 18 and have finally decided to go through with something that I should have and wish I would have done years ago, baptism. I had never really been taught the importance of baptism when I was younger. I had seen people baptized, but I had been told that baptism doesn't save. So I never considered it something that I needed to do, especially since it would mean I'd have to get up in front of a crowd and be the center of attention. It just was not something I wanted to do. Well, then we moved here. I grew older and was able to understand and take in more than just it doesn't save. I don't really remember when I realized that baptism was important, but once I did, I felt immense guilt and was honestly embarrassed about having been saved for years and not being baptized yet. I knew that all my friends here had been baptized already, and I didn't want them to know that I hadn't been, so I kept quiet, despite the Holy Spirit gnawing at me any time baptism was mentioned. When Pastor Decker told the teens that he was going to teach on baptism in his final Wednesday night sermon, and that there would be a baptism service, I knew that I couldn't stay quiet anymore. I finally pushed my insecurities and irrational fears aside, and reached out to Pastor Decker saying, I want to be baptized. It took longer than I would have liked, but I am now taking the first step in obedience, proclaiming that Christ is my Savior. I have been born again through His blood and resurrection, and want to live the rest of my life for Him without me getting in the way of His perfect plans. Amen, Bree. I baptize you, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, buried with Him in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Friends, this is a special day. It is a day of celebration. And so we're going to pray to God and celebrate with Him today of this declaration of what God has done in their lives. Shall we pray? Oh Lord our God, what a wonderful day it is, where we get to see those who have followed in obedience in the waters of baptism. Thank you for their testimonies. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in their lives. We rejoice today for what you're doing. Bless this service and what is remaining to come. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.